No, not really. I just talk a good game. I do all my shooting from a bench, and I shoot pretty good from a bench. But freehand, you know, offhand, I don't shoot very good. Any shooting I do, I make sure it's supported somehow. Fence post or oh, hey, Mama, my little cat's come to visit. You know, supported somewhere outside of a tree or a tree limb or a fence post or something like that kind of thing. And, it used to be that I do my own ammo, and it used to be that I'd have to start out with the recommended minimum to maximum loads and charges there and shoot groups in two-tenths of a grain from minimum to maximum, which is a lot of shooting and a lot of powder and a lot of bullets and a lot of primers and all that stuff, and then try to find the sweet spot where this internal ballistics program is supposed to find the sweet spot for you so you know where to start out and save your barrel and money.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, that sounds really, really advantageous to know and to be able to use and figure out, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, I miss the old days of when ammo was cheap, and you know we would go to the Gibraltar Trade Center and get 1,000 rounds of 7.62x39, and you know 223 and all that, and we'd go through 1,000 rounds in a day, you know, up at the range, and boy was that fun. And now it's like, ooh, I don't know, that's a lot of ammo to go through in one day, you know. But back in those days, it was, you know, that's just what we did. But then I kind of grew up a little bit. I moved out to Colorado, and I did a lot of shooting up in the mountains, which was a lot of fun. And that was neat because you could kind of go from valley to valley or, you know, mountain. You're basically shooting over the valley from like a foothill to a foothill, you know, like they're not full mountains, but they're good hills, you know. It's like a bald mountain to another, well, not bald mountain, it's a ski resort, trying to Pine Knob to a Pine Knob, you know, it'd be like two of those near each other. But yeah, I don't know, that was a lot of fun. I made welded a bunch of 4-inch by 4-inch shims together and put them up on tree branches and just would blast them off from all over the place with pistols and rifles, and I was having fun, but I haven't done that in a while.